It's 11:06 a.m. Wednesday, February 16, 2022, here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. So glad you could join us. Yes, nice cloudy day here. Don't know where it is in your neck of the woods, but we get a little clouds and wind in my neck of the woods. Always nice to watch the weather because it's what God hath wrought. We appreciate your joining us today, whether it's on shortwave on 6.160. If you're hearing us there, you can call us at 877-817-9829, select option 2, or email us at support@thepowerhour.com and let us know how we sound, whether we sound, whether we're muffled, whether we sound like a McDonald's drive-thru speaker, you know, whatever the case may be. And, of course, because we put God first in everything, we've got prayer roll announcements to make today. One of our callers, regular callers, Winnie in Ohio, just had hip replacement surgery, and she's recovering from that. We got a phone call from Nora down in Florida, whose brother, Jim Martin, is in a hospital in Ohio in a coma. And they took him off the ventilator, so he is breathing on his own, but he is still in a coma, and we're praying for him coming out of it and recovering. And Gloria's husband, we talked about Gloria yesterday. He's currently in the hospital, needs your support. And, of course, we're going to tell you a story about a girl with Down syndrome, and we're going to have her father, Scott, on the program. Grace Shara's last day was October 13, 2021 at 7:27 p.m. From all indications, there was a lot of gross negligence going on. You read the story and you'll think the hospital killed her. We're going to have Grace's father, Scott, on the show on Friday. It's a very riveting story, and it just kind of gives you a warning of what you might expect, especially if you go in and you're diagnosed with COVID and you feel all alone. So for those that are on the prayer roll, we just lift their situation up, ask the Almighty to bless their lives, to help them recover. That's the intention, because he knows the days of your life just like the hairs on your head. And we appreciate everything that he does to bless us in the name of his son, Yeshua. Amen. We thank you so much for that. If you said an amen out there, that was good. Because they need it. They need the help, and God's there to bless. So that's a good thing. It's one of the reasons why we carry on this ministry here. And if you want to support our ministry, then we have three different levels. You can do that. $5 a month, $15 a month, or $25 a month. You get the commercial-free show archives at $15 and $25 a month level. And you also get a 5% discount at $15 a month and 10% discount on all online orders. These are online orders only at thepowermall.com. And if you're a $25 a month fan, you get the Joyce Riley Archive Vault access. And every week they're going to add a new commercial-free Joyce Riley show archive. And so any questions, support@thepowerhour.com. It's always the way to get to us. Our new listen-in call number, 631-359-8232. And we want you to sign up for the email blast, because everything that we're saying on the radio today will be in your inbox tomorrow in full, including the broadcast and all the news articles that we talk about or touch on. We're going to have Steve Harkins, the Director of Culture and Business Flow of North American Urban Spice, on at the bottom of the hour. And Joachim Hagopian is going to be on in the noon hour. Now, this is some pretty scary stuff, folks. We're talking about COVID-19 and the New World Order. And we're talking about depopulation. We're talking about adrenochrome. Yes, it's out there. We've talked about it before. I know it's a scary subject. We're talking about Fauci's lethal COVID-19 protocols. There is a saying called, it's a Latin saying, illegitimus non carborundum est. It means don't let the bastards get you down. And Mr. Hagopian is a West Point graduate, former Army officer, and author of that book, Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, which exposes a faulty U.S. military leadership system based on ticket punching up the seniority ladder. invariably weeding out the best and brightest. Well, he really gets down on what's going on here. He has a master's in clinical psychology and worked as a licensed therapist in the mental health field with abused youth and adolescents for more than a quarter century. So understand that he understands this system and how broken it is, and he'll be on the show in the noon hour to take your calls. He has a book out called Pedophilia and Empire, Satan, Sodomy, and the Deep State, Epilogue and Appreciation. You're going to want to tune in for this because this is some pretty scary, wicked stuff that's going on right now, and our government is deep in the thick of it. As far as news goes today, gotta love this. All because of the Canadian truckers and what they've done up in Canada. The New Zealand Freedom Convoy has arrived. Got to play my little mouth horn there. That's right. The Canadian Freedom Convoy movement has expanded firmly in place within the borders of New Zealand. And they finally have reached the grounds of Parliament in Auckland. They're clamoring for the inherent right. And this is New Zealand citizens. They want their freedom back. This Prime Minister in New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, is behaving like a real dork, and I'm being polite here, claiming that not only did she have other priorities to attend to, but that this too shall pass. In other words, she's basically referring to all of these citizens, like in Canada, where Trudeau basically just said the same thing, you're just nothing but a fringe minority group that we don't have to pay any attention to. You think? Thousands are joining this thing. One day after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked Canada's Emergency Act to quell the trucker protest, he, of course, went to the chief of police in the capital city of Ottawa and says, hey, enforce the law. And you know what the police chief did? After being told, take the reins, he quit. The Ottawa police chief walked after Trudeau said, do your job. Police chief basically said, hey, Justin, up yours, and took off. End of story. I think anybody in the department that would go out and attempt to intimidate, harass, harm a peaceful protester, because, I mean, if you've seen all the videos from up there, you know, it's like one big party in Parliament, and the people are waving Canadian flags. I would hardly think that people that have dedicated their allegiance to Canada and are singing O Canada and various other types of things and dancing to music and kids in bouncy houses, that does not sound like an insurrection to me. But, you know, Mr. Trudeau and the rest of Parliament are all scared, and so this is how they behave when they're scared. And coming to America, no, it's not Eddie Murphy. It's not the movie I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the truckers protesting the COVID mandates. Well, guess what? They are set to hit U.S. roads. Of course, that being feared by Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security to already be a threat, because the federal agency warned of the possibility of traffic disruptions. Yeah, at the Super Bowl, really? I didn't see any traffic disruptions. All I saw was a bunch of elite blowhards not wearing masks, when all that week and the following week, all the school kids had to wear masks. Kind of hypocritical, don't you think? And they are going to head from California to Washington, D.C. It's called the MAGA Convoy, appropriately named after former President Donald Trump's campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. The U.S., according to Epoch Times, and you know they pay a lot of attention to what's going on in China, and there's a reason for that. Not only is China buddying up to Russia, especially involving Ukraine, but Kara Frederick, one of Epoch Times reporters, is claiming that big tech companies are doing the bidding of the U.S. government in actions that mirror China's social credit system. And Americans have to recognize what's happening and take action. And Kara Frederick, you know what's important about her as a reporter for Epoch Times? She is a former Facebook Intel analyst, and she's a research fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation, which is predominantly a Republican think tank. She recently authored a Heritage Foundation report titled Combating Big Tech's Totalitarianism, a Roadmap, which details how big tech has wielded its power to censor Americans. And speaking of censoring Americans, and we're going to include this video. I watched it this morning on YouTube. I found it rather humorous. Facebook can't stomach this GOP Senate candidate Super Bowl ad. His name is Jim Lehman. He's running for U.S. Senate in Arizona. And we are going to include the video on the email blast, which you have to watch it. If you don't get to do that now and you have access to YouTube and you want to go there and you want to watch it, it's there. Jim Lehman for U.S. Senate. He's got Pelosi, Biden, and Mark Kelly, the Democratic senator from Arizona, all dressed up with masks on like he's in one of these old Wild West showdowns, and he shoots the guns out of their hands. It's rather funny because one of the gunmen is in heels, and it looks like Pelosi with a bandana around her mouth. You can still tell it's Pelosi because of the Michael Jackson's Bad Makeup Day look. So you got to watch that video. It's pretty funny. Facebook, of course, says, no, you can't do that. That's promoting gun use. We can't have that. See, you can't even do anything cute. They ban you when you try to make a point. You see, this is what big tech is doing, and that's why Kara Frederick came out with this article. So she kind of, you know, contributes to the Epoch Times through the Heritage Foundation. Do you remember Novak Djokovic, right? The famous tennis player? The trifecta guy? Well, he said he'd rather miss out on participating in future tennis competitions than be forced to get the jab. He says it's the price I'm willing to pay. Well, he understands what safety is. He has sought to distance himself from the anti-vax movement, stating his decision not to get the shots came down to his job role as an athlete. You know, I really think he is more concerned about what he puts in his body. And most of us are not against vaccination. We've all been vaccinated at one time or another. It's just this stuff is emergency use authorization only. And from what we understand, there are so much unreported stuff, garbage in it, graphene oxide, nanotechnology, spike protein, bioweapon. Yet everybody believes what the government tells them. It says, oh, yes, you must go get this or you'll die. Or if you get it, you'll have COVID less. Well, see, what they don't understand is when they get the jab, they're going to end up with COVID anyway. Why would someone, commonsensically, why would they put something in their system that's going to cause them to get sick? I don't get it. One of those things, you know, and then you get Moderna CEO saying that it feels like it's a reasonable scenario to assume the last stages of the COVID-19 pandemic are in sight. Yeah, because how many people got the jab and how Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, and everybody got rich off it. Fauci got rich. Desac got rich. They all got rich. It's called transfer of wealth, folks. It's part of socialism. It's part of the agenda. And believe it or not, this all was planned. Did you know? In a study sponsored by Yale University and started before the COVID-19 shots were rolled out, researchers at Yale University tested different ways of how to persuade people to get injected by messaging designed to induce guilt, embarrassment, anger, and not bravery were included. Psychological messages that involve community interest, reciprocity, and embarrassment found to be worked the best, leading to a 30% increase in the intention to get injected, a 24% increase in willingness to tell a friend to get injected, and a 38% increase in negative opinions of those who declined to get injected. The messages not only impact people on the individual level, but intended to further divide society. That's exactly what they've done, especially on social media. And, of course, you see what happens with the families. If you're involved in a family situation where the rest of the family is all got jabbed and they're pressuring you to get it, well, that's not the social norm. See, they don't come at you with the data. They come at you with guilt complexes. And as a result of our interviewing Scott Chara on our program, The Epoch Times is reporting that a growing contingent of people concerned about how hospitals treat COVID-19 is calling on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to veto a bill the Republican Party is pushing through the state legislature to extend a law that grants near immunity to healthcare providers for their treatment of COVID, as long as they follow CDC guidelines. You see, now this is part of the problem with our one-party system we have in America here, folks. They're all working for the same end. It's like who, what bug crawled up their butt or bee in their bonnet or whatever you want to call it. I'm trying to maintain sanity here and not use four-letter epithets. You know, I would not want to be accused of being a domestic terrorist or white supremacist or a racist. It really doesn't matter even the content of your character. What matters is the fact we have a one-party system that's out there pushing junk like this. You got Fox News bringing on Nicole Sapphire, who's a doctor advocating the jab. And, I mean, they have probably at least a half dozen doctors that they bring on, just like these Republicans. And here's where I have to break, you know, my libertarian philosophy is kicking in here, looking at this one-party system manifesting itself every time they open their mouth. Remember the old biblical saying, ye shall know them by their fruits? That's exactly what you have to look out for, because it's not so much the party, you know, politic, it's the person. You vote for the person. And when the person starts behaving like this, like a nincompoop, you vote them out. That's right. This is what happened in San Francisco yesterday. Voters overwhelmingly voted to recall three school board members expressing their frustration with the board's strict rules during the COVID-19 pandemic. Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez, and Fauga Maliga all recalled, with preliminary results showing at least 72% of the voters opted to oust each one. They supported harsh measures during the pandemic and stoked anger when they didn't move to reopen schools and spent time on matters deemed frivolous, such as renaming school buildings. Wow. They spent all their time doing that, deprioritizing things, a lot of things that matter to students and parents, and this is what you get. So, you see, parents are starting to wake up and fight back. You gotta love that. You remember the Trayvon Martin case down in Florida? Where basically George Zimmerman had to shoot Trayvon Martin to keep from being beat up. He was already on the ground when that happened. Martin was beating him. A judge in Florida has dismissed a defamation and conspiracy lawsuit that former Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman filed against the parents of Trayvon Martin, a teen he fatally shot almost 10 years ago, drew international attention about race and gun violence. Of course, always does that. Left-wing media always does this. In his order, the judge wrote, Zimmerman failed to show any fraudulent misrepresentation or representation, said any further arguments in the case would be futile. Can't be a claim for conspiracy to defraud if there's no adequately stated claim for fraud, according to the judge. Yeah, it's the same way with Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit. 15 hours of deliberation over 3 days. The jury in that trial, Sarah Palin versus the Times, delivered a verdict of not liable, giving the newspaper a victory. You know, see, here's the thing. In defamation, you're a public figure. You know you're going to get beat up. It's up to you whether or not you want to speak to the folks in the media, according to Jed Rakoff, the judge overseeing the case. His recommendation to Sarah Palin, my recommendation to you, is not to talk to him. So here's the thing, you know, if you're going to talk about going out and shooting a moose, you know, whatever the case may be, Sarah, God love you. You don't have to talk to the left-wing media. These people have taken, they're all part of the Council on Foreign Relations. Hopefully you got that little email thing with our link on there to their website. Because if you look on there, you'll see a majority of the left-wing media, the mainstream media, is they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a left-wing think tank. It was originally designed to do the bidding of then-President Woodrow Wilson. However, it has since blossomed into something that basically wants to follow the precepts of Marxism. And speaking of ridicule, you ever heard of the book Parliament of Whores? It was written by P.J. O'Rourke in his 1991 bestseller, who basically said giving money and power to government is like giving whiskey and car keys to teenage boys. That was the essential O'Rourke, funny, irreverent, and libertarian, just like me. He passed away yesterday at age 74. He's always going to have a place in the pantheon of liberty-minded wits, according to Breitbart. His critique was actually much larger than just the government, large as it is. He was born in Toledo, Ohio. And this guy was editor-in-chief of the National Lampoon, the knifiest edge of humor. He also went to work for Rolling Stone magazine, believe it or not. So God rest in peace with you, P.J. O'Rourke. A very interesting slate of news today. Two former Hawaii lawmakers who allegedly defrauded citizens of the state when they took part in a bribery scheme to benefit a company pleaded guilty on Tuesday to felony charges, according to the U.S. DOJ. Jamie Kalani English, 54, and Ty Collin, 41, were charged one count each of honest services wire fraud. Yeah, they face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 each if found guilty. The sentences they receive are going to, of course, include reductions for taking responsibility by pleading out. We'll see what happens. A BLM activist, if you haven't seen this already, former BLM activist and candidate for Louisville's Metro Council in Kentucky has been charged with attempted murder for allegedly opening fire at a mayoral candidate on Tuesday. 21-year-old Quintez Brown faces four counts of wanton endangerment, according to Louisville Metro Police Department. What can I say? It's getting crazy out there. We're going to be talking to Stephen Harkins from North American Urban Spice right after this short break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Two minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, for those of you dialing up, listening to us, 844-769-2944 is our toll-free number. If you happen to be listening Wednesday, February 26, 2022, or February 16th, rather, 10 days ahead of myself. Boy, this month has flown so fast, and there's only 28 days in the month of February. It's Heart Awareness Month. Amazing that we bring up these little trivial things, right? Now, they're actually not trivial. They're very important, because in this day and age, And I just, you know, as a talk show host, have to also interject here that the most important thing is taking care of your health in this day and age, no matter what. With all this garbage floating around, bioweapons and everything else, you got to take care of yourself. So here we are, hump day at 11:33 in the morning Central Time. Just so you know, if you can dial in and you can hear me broadcasting right now, we do have that call-in number. You can call and chime in. And talking about Heart Awareness Month, building up and boosting your immune system. And we have all those products that you can do that with right here at the Power Mall, because, you know, it's kind of a dual purpose thing. We educate and inform so we can keep you healthy, because you shop at the Power Mall and we get to continue to remain in existence. You know, we've been on the air now for what, 22 years? And ticking. We're still going, just like the Energizer Bunny. Stephen Harkins, the director of culture and business flow from North American Urban Spice, is back with us on the radio again to educate us a little more about what's going on as far as your immune system, your heart health, all that good stuff. Welcome once again, Stephen, to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be on.
No doubt. So where are we at? Last time we were talking about Black Seed Plus and all of the great nutritional and health supplements. So enlighten us. Anything changed since last month?
Well, like you mentioned, it is Heart Awareness Month, and, you know, fortunately, we're seeing a lot of people have been doing different things for their immune system, cycling through, you know, people have been getting illnesses, but we had a number of people in our office go down, actually, from this latest wave in January when everybody was getting sick from the virus, but fortunately, our recovery times, you know, with us taking the spices, with us taking the vitamin C, taking the, you know, taking good care of ourselves, we were able to bounce back. So we are hitting the ground running, you could say, and February is a short and fast month, but we cannot neglect the subject of heart awareness, and certainly immune system is still very important. And there's actually products like Black Seed that support both simultaneously, which is why I love the value that you get. You know, Black Seed, of course, does help the immune system, does support the healthy white blood cell count, which you're that's like your big grenades or your big weapon arsenal for immune system support to do its job. But with the heart, you know, Well, we just want to bring awareness to it, because with the heart, actually, it is still heart attacks and cardiovascular disease is still the number one cause of death worldwide. It accounts for 1 out of 3 deaths worldwide. Every 40 seconds, somebody could have a heart attack in the United States. So while we're talking, it's possible, it's kind of a morbid thought, but just to illustrate the point of the seriousness, that people are getting heart attacks while we're talking. And it's actually more of a killer than COVID, more of a killer than many of the other things that are out there taking people out. Cancer, it's more of a killer than cancer. So we need to know something about it, and we need to know how to proactively, that's the key word, proactively support our cardiovascular health, men and women. And
no
black
doubt.
Seed does that, by the way, and we have some other things to talk about that help with that.
No doubt. Now, this is the thing. When you're dealing in trying to boost your body's immune system, this is not something that happens overnight, folks. This is something that is an ongoing process. And, you know, this is the thing that blows me away, Stephen, is that you have all these mainstream doctors out there. And my wife and I were talking about that this morning over coffee, is how they poo-poo every time you go to the doctor and they ask you, well, let's see, what medications are you taking? That's the very first thing out of their mouth, because they're programmed by Big Pharma. And
yes,
my wife,
yes.
You know, the last time that my wife was confronted by that, she proceeded to tell her about all the supplements that she'd been taking, and the doctor basically went, whatever. So, you know, it's like they completely disregard everything that we sell a lot of at the Power Mall, including a lot of your products. The Purely Pack, especially, if you're talking about boosting the immune system, this is, you get 30 days worth of dynamite in this Purely Pack. What's in it? Just for people who are picking this up for the first time that want to know.
Well, basically, the Purely Pack is what we should be getting in our diet, but we're not. And so what we put into our body absolutely factors into the heart and the whole body equation. And that's why you mentioned when your wife goes to the doctor, I know when I go to the doctor, they don't ask me what I'm eating, what's in my diet and what I'm putting in my body as far as food goes, then I'm going to lose my faith in that professional. And so what this is it has the sockeye salmon fish oil, for example, which gives us omega-3s, which support, you know, kind of help us with the inflammation that can attack the body and attack the heart. It has healthy fats. It has vitamin A, vitamin D. Vitamin A is needed. Vitamin D is needed. These are essential. We have to have them. If the levels go below the healthy threshold, that's when we get all these bad, these catastrophic events in our body. So that's one. We do all the vitamins, and they're all from foods. We're talking about A, B, C, D, E, and even K, as well as antioxidants and cofactors. And it's completely unprocessed whole foods. So, like, even our vitamin C just comes from freeze-dried berry powders, the whole berry. And that's so important that you get the full vitamin, that your body can absorb it the way that people have been getting their vitamins for the past thousands of years, which is exclusively from food. So if you take a product like Purely Pack, you're going to have a major edge over these really cheap one-a-day vitamins that the body really just rejects. The body is smarter than we are. You know, we fall for the marketing gimmicks at Walmart and get the one a day, and the body says, I don't recognize this. I'm excreting this out. So might as well get a value for what you're paying for. And how many of us know if we have vitamin deficiencies? I mean, how do we know? And how many of us have remembered all the foods that each vitamin goes into? So if you want to take the guesswork out, the Purely Pack is really a convenient way to do it.
No doubt. Well, Stephen, here's the thing. Dr. Joseph Mercola, and this is going to be included, by the way, on your email blast tomorrow for those of you getting it. He has an article on there calling Reduce Your EMF Exposure. And the story at a glance basically reads, exposure to microwave radiation from baby monitors, cell phones, cordless phones, and Wi-Fi routers, smart meters, and other wireless devices causes serious mitochondrial dysfunction due to free radical damage. Excessive free radicals triggered by microwave exposure from wireless technologies has been linked to anxiety, Alzheimer's disease, autism, and here it is, Heart Healthy Month, cardiac arrhythmias, depression and infertility. The negative effects of EMFs are particularly harmful to pregnant women, putting their kids at risk for ADHD and autism, as well as behavioral, emotional, and social issues. In addition to using wired connections for your phone and computer, there are strategies out there that are in this article we're going to give you in your email blast to help reduce the harmful effects of EMFs, including optimizing your magnesium level and eating NRF2-boosting foods. Now, how does the Purely Pack play into this? I know that it's got enough stuff in there because we're talking about vitamins, but given this article and being what we're being bombarded to just by living, all this is imperative well-being, but the Purely Pack, I mean, it's got magnesium in as well, does it not?
Yes, it does. Yeah, because we've got a lot of different minerals, including a little bit of selenium, which is necessary for the thyroid when you've been exposed to too much EMF. You know, your thyroid really takes a hit. And that, and your thyroid is responsible for hormone creation. And so if that's messed up, if that's out of whack, your whole body's going to feel it. That's where the anxiety and the metabolism problems come in. But like you mentioned, it's the damage that can be done by EMF, which we are being exposed to at an all-time high right now with the things like 5G, with the things like microwaves and cell phones and computers and electronics like never before. We're being hit on all sides, the brain, the heart. We mentioned the heart. It just makes things worse. I mean, there's already a health crisis around heart health. If only the news media focused on that as much as we focus on other things, we could really save some lives. But now you've got this technology which is exacerbating the situation. The Purely Pack really helps because it nourishes the body of what it's losing. Just for example, the vitamin B and C, your adrenals actually use that every day as fuel. And so whenever you undergo a stressful event, in order to react to that in a healthy way without anxiety, without fear, without, you know, losing your mind, you need vitamin B and you need vitamin C. And if you're not getting enough, you will be more likely to go through anxiety. You will also be more prone to mental health disorders, which is on the rise right now. So there's a lot we can solve with nutrition. It doesn't solve everything. You know, you still got to live healthy, exercise, stay away from the bad things. Avoid your exposure to EMF would be a really good idea, but you can at least mitigate. You cannot get away from it completely, and that's why you absolutely need these nutrients, these minerals, because if you don't have them, you're going to be at a severe disadvantage.
You will, and that's one of the reasons why we present all this to you folks. And the thing is, I think we're probably more aware of the North American Herb and Spice Protocol and everything that they've been promoting. Because of the oregano, that whole situation, I mean, everybody needs it. They know about it. They know oregano is a spice. And the thing is that, you know, you don't have to smell like a meatball. That's always been my favorite. And I got my son cracking up over that thing. I said, does your kid, cause our producer sent him some, the P73 oil, to rub on the bottom of his feet, which he's been doing. Because he's got type 1 diabetes as an 8-year-old. It's pretty sad that they have to constantly be regulating a situation. And I always joke with my kid, and I says, hey, does my grandson smell like a meatball yet? But oregano, you know, it's got its place here in your lineup, the P73 especially, the super strength. Talk about that for a little bit. What's in it? What makes it so good? Why do people need it?
I love talking about this, of course. It's our number one thing, and it's and for a good reason. My father had type 1 diabetes, actually, and my father-in-law has type 1 diabetes, so I'm certainly familiar with that, with all of that. Oregano does so many things, but people need to understand that this isn't the same oregano that you put on your pizza or you put on your pasta or your meatballs. This is actually, there's 60 different species of oregano. What we're talking about is a four-blend species that we get from the Mediterranean. And if you can just picture this, you know, close your eyes for a second, I'll take you on a journey to the Mediterranean Sea, the northeast part of that where the mountain ranges are in Turkey, big mountains, Taurus Mountains they're called. And the oregano that we get actually grows wild on the rocks, not on soil, at high elevations in these mountains from 6 to 12,000 feet above sea level. They're being handpicked. There's no contamination. The air is clean. In fact, a little bit of oxygen deprivation actually makes this oregano very strong. But oregano that we're using, it supports everything. You can look up oregano on Google, and you can see it's anti-this, anti-that, anti-this, anti-that. It has more properties than any other herb we've ever come across. And so it's multifaceted. It supports the immune system in a major way, an aggressive way. When your immune system is severely under attack, it naturally supports a healthy response to things like bacteria, virus, fungal situations. It's good for the skin. It absolutely goes after free radicals. You know, we talked about free radicals is a big problem because we're exposed to all these things that damage our cells. But antioxidants take care of the free radicals. And oregano, if you were just to take 1 gram of that powder off of the mountains, it is 100 times the antioxidant levels of a gram of blueberries from the store. So we're talking about massive dose of antioxidants. A lot of the studies that are published on oregano reference the antioxidants in oregano and its ability to support a healthy natural repair of many different organs. They've measured it against kidneys. They've measured it with gallbladder. They've measured it with the pancreas and inflammation, which is the root cause. When you start to get this free radical damage, you get inflammation. Then the inflammation grows out of control and becomes a disease. And, you know, the antioxidants help with that. So oregano can really work on every system in the body. It also helps with blood sugar and naturally supporting healthy blood sugar levels. So it even helps with pain topically. You can use it topically as well as internally. I know a gentleman or a friend, I should say, that has gout, and he uses the oregano oil on his feet and gets relief as well. So many uses.
Right. Well, my wife likes your oregano's gummies. Our producer has her hooked on those things. So the gummies, I mean, I don't know. The kids might have a problem with it, but the adults certainly don't. So you've taken this, and there's these are all natural, as opposed to the gummies that you buy in the store, the worms or the Flintstones or whatever it is, that you, the junk you buy on the shelf. These things are a whole lot different.
Better.
Explain that. What's the difference?
We never thought we would get into the gummy business. You know, we're so militantly pure, and, you know, it's like, why would we taint ourselves with gummies? Well, that's why we never did it after being in business for 30 years. But we realized we met with a manufacturer who was just like us, who had a vision of creating these clean candies and gummies and edibles, because we see the market moving in that direction towards edibles. Like, people were kind of exhausted with all the capsules and stuff. So we thought we could get more people to take it, maybe try it for the first time. And we did it in a way where we were able to not use any wax, no gelatin, completely from nature only. Even the sweeteners we use are low glycemic, so it's good even if you are struggling with blood sugar issues, pancreas, insulin issues. And it's just pure. It's got two drops. It's got a drop each of the black seed oil and oregano in every gummy. And so it's just guilt-free. You know, it's, if you got a little bit of a sugar urge or craving at night, you know, pop one of these. It's going to only help your health. It's going to promote your good health, your digestion, your immune system, even healthy skin and things like healthy respiration. And it's not going to get stuck like some of these waxy gummies do, you know, in your intestines and cause problems. So it's a great alternative, and you get the benefits of some of the top immune strengheners, oregano and black seed, alongside it. And we have one for kids, too, that we recently came out with that's not as potent, and that one's pretty good. It's called Yummy Gummy Cherry Bears. So just to let you know, we have, you know, we do have a children's version as well. And some of the adults like the children's version as well. But real fruit juice, real grape juice, you know, none of the artificial stuff in there.
Right. Now, I'm sitting here looking at the website at the Power Mall right now, and I'm looking at Purely C and all the ingredients on the back. This is something that, if you haven't been shopping the Power Mall, folks, you got to get online and look at this, because when you look at, I have no idea. I've never even researched what Camu Camu berries are. The rest of it, rose hips and stuff, I'm pretty familiar with. But when you're looking at this stuff, I mean, it's free of all synthetics. And we're talking about wild source vitamin C. What's the difference between the stuff you go buy on the shelf in the store and this stuff. I just added it to my cart, by the way. So,
yeah, it's a major, major difference. Like, people really need to understand what's been going on in the that with the synthetic vitamin industry. And vitamin C is case in point. So most of the vitamin C synthetics that are made that people are consuming, which is it actually comes from China, and it is a chemical reaction, not a natural process. So it never saw the sun. It was never harvested or saw rain. It was it's cornstarch, which is usually GMO, mixed with sulfuric acid. And somehow you put those two together, and it gives a chemical reaction of ascorbic acid. Now, ascorbic acid is actually just one part of the vitamin C complex. It's like the outer shell of vitamin C complex. You need the full vitamin C with the cofactors in order to really absorb it. So you don't absorb it well, which is why the ascorbic acid vitamin C, you'll see like thousands of milligrams on the bottle. Whereas with us, it's a few hundred milligrams. And that's because you absorb 100% of what you get with us. The difference with us is the kamu berry that you mentioned, that's a special berry that comes out of Peru near the Amazon River Basin, and it's 40 times the vitamin C of an orange per serving. So you just get a massive dose of vitamin C. It's completely whole food. We freeze dry it, so we preserve it by keeping it raw, never heated, and you're getting all of those enzymes. You're getting the fiber, you're getting the copper, the vitamin C, full complex. So it's going to go to good use in your body, and you're not wasting your money buying sulfuric acid and cornstarch, which is likely GMO.
So, I mean, this would be good because of the fact that you freeze-dried it. This has got a fairly long shelf life then for people who want to put it in their prepper kits, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep, it does. It generally holds up for about 3 years, and even then, after the expiration, it may have lost 20% of its full, you know, antioxidant value, but it would even still be okay to have. But, yeah, it holds up very nicely, and the most important part is you actually get 100% of what you're taking. The body loves it.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we have people out there always saying, okay, Dave, we want solutions. All right, here's the thing. If you're going to be prepping and you're going to be putting together kits, and one thing I'm writing about and doomed to repeat is one of the appendices on your bug-out bag and all the other little things that, you know, if things, you know, hit the fan, so to speak, that you have a way to survive. And see, part of that is your health. When you start stressing, and you will stress, if it hits the fan, you will start stressing. Everybody does. And believe it or not, your pets also stress over this. And it's one of these things that some pets, like cats, absorb some of the stress, especially at night. We understand, and we can't explain why, but, you know, there's so many things that you can do as far as your kit goes in boosting your immune system and staying with that when things start to get stressful. And, you know, when people have health crises and stuff like this, the same thing happens, and it burns off a lot of it, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. Your body can go into this flight and fight mode. You're going to be burning vitamin B, burning vitamin C. When you're stressed out, your metabolism goes up. You're using up your energy, and you cannot be functional, and you cannot be effective or fight back when you are deprived of nutrients or if you're fat, sick, or tired, or if you're starving. So you've got to take care of that basic thing and think ahead because, we could get – I mean, not to be fear-mongering, but, we're hearing about wars and we're hearing about virus and pandemic and economy issues. And one day, who knows, we could get some bad news and we might need to act fast. So a bug out is a wonderful idea, and part of that solution, you know, you might consider the Purely Pack, because if you are in the woods and you're stuck out there and there's no food and you're hungry, you know, you can actually survive just on those Purely Packs, getting those nutrients every day, or even split it up every other day if you were in a survival situation. I would absolutely have that in my bag.
Yeah, for sure. I would, too. And here's the other thing. Most people don't realize that you need water. You're going to live about 72 hours without water. And what people don't realize is if they get stranded in a situation like that, if they were to bug out and carry a pair of clean socks with them, believe it or not, you can walk through the morning dew with your socks on and wring them out into a cup. No, it's not stinky because you haven't been wearing the socks, folks. Now, come on. You have a pair of clean socks you put on just to walk through the dew, and you take them off and you wring them out in a cup, and you have a survival sipping straw that basically gets you the clean water so you can take your Purely pack, right? That's how it works.
Right.
Hey, we're just trying to come up with solutions here. I'm just getting a little creative and thinking outside the box because that's what we do here on the Power Hour. And so that's why, you know, sometimes, Stephen, some of the questions I might ask you might be on somebody's mind in the back of their subconscious somewhere, but they just haven't thought of that yet. And they thought, huh, well, that's a great idea. It gives me another reason why to go shopping at the Power Mall. So besides all the oregano products, what's been selling a lot lately? What are people buying in the oregano line?
Well, practically speaking, we're seeing a lot of purchase of the Oregano Rest. You know, people want to take care of immune system and respiratory support at the same time, and it's one of our most powerful formula, multiple spice blend. Highly recommend it. It just covers all the different areas of the body, even your digestion tract. Also, people are going for the Oregano Spray, which I see you guys have on the site, which is wonderful. It's multi-purpose, which means you can use it. If you still have to go out there and you have to wear the mask when you go to the store, and the mask mandates haven't been lifted where you are, you can at least spray this thing before you put it on. You can at least wash your hands with it and spray your home, keep yourself and your pets safe. So that's the Oregano Spray if you want to replace your Clorox and stuff like that.
Sounds good. Stephen Harkins, Director of Culture and Business Flow with North American Urban Spice. You can get all these great products on the Power Mall. And Stephen, we thank you so much for being here and giving us a little more enlightenment for February Heart Awareness Month.
Now, thank you, everyone.
You bet. And we're going to be joined at the top of the hour after the break by Joaquim Hagopian talking about COVID-19 and the New World Order. Stay with us.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.